content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, this is Shadate Hargett Hill from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. Let's start with the freeze frame. Head over heels. September 9th, 2018 in Denver, Colorado. After a long off season, Emmanuel Sanders was happy to be back on the field. How happy? The Broncos wide receiver celebrated the first touchdown of 2018 by doing a front flip on his way into the end zone. Sanders had 10 catches in Denver's season opening 27-24 win over the Seattle Seahawks. Another freeze frame. Long Way Down, September 8, 2018, Mostar, Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's safe to say that Catalin Preda isn't afraid of heights. The native of Romania competed in the Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series, which meant he had to leap off a platform of the Starry Most Bridge, 90 feet above the Nerterva River. The 27-year-old did pretty well. He finished third in his first career event. And let's show a little love for the sports card. Let's start with the Jonathan Taylor, running back in Wisconsin. Height 5'11". Weight 221 pounds, born July 19th, 1999, Salem, New Jersey. His stats are, through the first three games of the 2018 season, Taylor, a sophomore, was second in the nation with 515 yards rushing. He also had five touchdowns for the 2-1 Badgers. Last year, Taylor gained 1,977 yards to set a new FBS record for rushing yards by a freshman. He scored 13 touchdowns and had three 200-yard and seven 100-yard rushing games. As a senior of Salem High, Taylor set a New Jersey single-season record for rushing yards, 2,815, and was first team All-State. Question, for which player is the award for the nation's top running back? Dun, 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 dun. Doak Walker, who starred at SMU and won the 1948 Heisman. Carson Edwards, shooting guard, Purdue. Height 6'1", weight 200 pounds, born March 12, 1998, in Houston, Texas. Edwards earned the 2017-2008 Jerry West Award as the nation's top shooting guard after leading Purdue with 18.5 points per game and hitting 97 threes, second most in school history. He added 3.8 rebounds and 2.8 assists per game. He made the NCAA East Regional All-Tournament team after leading Purdue to the Sweet 16. He was also a first-team All-Big Ten selection. Before the season, he helped Team USA win bronze at the 2017 FIBA U-19 World Cup. Okay, who won the 2018 Naismith Trophy as the NCAA's top men's basketball player? Dun 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 dun. It is Villanova's Jalen Brunson, now a rookie with the Mavericks. Naomi Osaka, tennis player, WTA Tour, height 5'11", born October 16, 1997, in Osaka, Japan. In the final of the U.S. Open, Osaka defeated Serena Williams 6-2, 6-4 to become the first Japanese player to win a Grand Slam. At Indian Wells last March, Osaka won her first WTA event, beating Daria Kostinkina 6-3, 6-2. On her way to the title, Osaka defeated former top-ranked players Maria Sharapova and Carolina Pliskova and the number one player at the time, Simona Halep. Osaka made her first tournament final in 2016 when she was named WTA Newcomer of the Year. Who won the men's final of the 2018 U.S. Open?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
The answer? Novak Djokovic. He defeated Juan Martin Del Potro. Justin Turner, third baseman for the Dodgers, 5'11", weight 205 pounds, born November 23, 1984, in Long Beach, California. After leading all National League hitters with a .402 average and tying for first in hits 39 and doubles 11, Turner earned NL Player of the Month of August. He also had a 14-game hitting streak. Through September 19th, he was batting .320 with a .526 slugging percentage and a team-leading .416 on-base percentage. Turner, who earned his first All-Star nod in 2017, helped Cal State Fullerton win the 2004 College World Series when he was a sophomore. Which teammates of Turner's won the 2016 and 17 NL Rookie of the Year awards? Corey Seager, 2016, and Cody Bellinger, 17. Simone Biles, gymnast, United States, height 4'8". Weight 105, born March 14, 1997, in Columbus, Ohio. At the U.S. Gymnastics Championships in August, Biles won a record 5th national all-around title and swept the individual apartis events, beam, floor exercise, uneven bars, and vault. 3 weeks earlier in her first meet since the 2016 Olympics, Biles won the all-around at the U.S. Classic. She also finished first on beam and in floor exercise. Biles is the 4th ever female gymnast to win 4 gold medals at a single Olympics. Before Biles, who was the last woman to win all 5 titles at a U.S. Gymnastics Championships?
Dun, 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 dun.
Dominique Dawes in 1994. Josef Martinez, forward, Atlanta United FC, height 5'8", weight 154 pounds, born on May 19, 1993, in Valencia, Venezuela. In a 2-1 win over Orlando in August, Martinez set the MLS single-season scoring record with his 28th goal of the year. Through September 19th, he had raised his total to 30, including a league-best 10-game winning goals. During the 2017 season, his first in MLS, Martinez finished 4th in the league with 19 goals. He came to Atlanta from Torino in Italy's top league. He has scored 5 goals in 16 World Cup qualifying matches for Venezuela. Which South American teams qualified for the 2018 World Cup?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Peru, and Uruguay. Victor Hedman, defenseman Lightning. Height 6'6", weight 223 pounds, born December 18, 1990, in Örnsköldsvik, Sweden. After being a finalist the season before, Hedman won the 2017-18 James Norris Memorial Trophy as the NHL's top defenseman. Hedman set career highs in goals, 17, tied for the first among all defensemen, an average time on ice, 25 minutes and 51 seconds, 5th among all players. He was also named to the first All-American All-Star team. He made the second team in 2016-17. The Lightning selected Hedman, who at 18 was Rookie of the Year in the Swedish Elite League with the second pick of 2009 draft. In which decade did the Lightning join the NHL? The 1990s, 1992, in fact. Jason Tatum, small forward Celtics, height 6'8", weight 205 pounds, born March the 3rd, 1998, St. Louis, Missouri. Tatum, the December 2017 NBA Rookie of the Month, made the All-Rookie First Team and was a finalist for the Rookie of the Year Award. He averaged 13.9 points, 5.0 rebounds, and one steal, and 30.5 minutes per game last season. Before Boston selected him third in the 2017 draft, Tatum averaged 16.8 points and 7.3 rebounds per game in his one season at Duke. A McDonald's All-American at Commandant College Preparatory School in St. Louis, he was also the Gatorade National Player of the Year. Who was the 2017-2018 NBA Rookie of the Year? Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers. Kirk Cousins, quarterback Vikings, height 6'3", weight 202 pounds, born August 19, 1988, Barrington, Illinois. Cousins, who signed a three-year, $84 million deal with Minnesota in the offseason, completed 20 of 36 passes for 244 yards and two touchdowns in his debut with the Vikings. He threw for 425 yards and four TDs in week two. He was a starter in Washington for the previous three seasons. Cousins led the NFL in completion percentage in 2015 and made the Pro Bowl in 16. At Michigan State, he set career records for passing yards, 9,131, and passing touchdowns, 66. In what city is Michigan State located? East Lansing. And that is your cards. And now we're going to warm up. 90s kids remembered. What will sports be like in 20 years? That's the burning question. You don't remember it, but 1998 was a historic year in sports. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa raced to set the new single season home run record. Michael Jordan won his sixth and final NBA championship with the Bulls after hitting a dramatic title-winning shot against the Utah Jazz. And John Elway's Broncos edged Brett Favre's Packers in a close Super Bowl. What happened in the ensuing years, however, did more to define the landscape of American athletics than any other time in history. Revelations about doping in baseball tainted the achievements of McGwire, Sosa, and others, and led to a gradual decline in MLB's offense and fan interest. Jordan retired for a second time. 72 million people had tuned in for his heroics in Utah. The Spurs' clinching win the following summer would draw less than half as many average viewers. Soon, Jordan's analog in hockey, Wayne Gretzky, would also call it quits. Football emerged as the most popular American sport as other Big Four leagues struggled to keep up. And following the U.S. women's national team's victory at the 1999 World Cup, there was a renewed excitement for soccer and women's athletics. 20 years from now, will 2018 be remembered as a similar turning point? How will the events of the past 12 months impact the future? The two leagues that once dominated American sports, MLB and the NFL, seem the most threatened. Baseball attendance reached its lowest average in 15 years this season, even as offense rebounds from the depths of 4 years ago, young fans seem disinterested in slow games. Football, meanwhile, faces a crisis even bigger than steroids in baseball, as medical research increasingly suggests a link between the game and serious brain damage. Players are starting to retire earlier and earlier. Legendary running back Bo Jackson recently admitted he never would have played the game in the first place had he known the health risk. Immediately, the NBA figures to benefit the most. The Warriors offer fans a dynasty on par with the Bulls, while LeBron James is a star at Jordan's level. The fastest growing sport in the U.S. in terms of popularity, however, is soccer. 7% of Americans now listed as their favorite to watch, up from 4% in 2013. Baseball has fallen from 14% to 9% in the same span. The domestic game will try to capitalize on that popularity. MLS plans to expand to 5 more cities by 2022. Imagine a Psy Kids editorial in 2058 that starts like this. You don't remember it, but 2038 was a historic year in sports. LeBron James Jr. broke many of his dad's Cavaliers franchise records. Connor McDavid won his 5th championship with the Oilers after scoring a dramatic goal in Game 7 of the NHL Finals. And the U.S. men's national team surprise win at the World Cup in West Australia announced the country's emergence as a major soccer power. It'll be up to you to explain to your kids that there used to be one Australia. Unboxed, taking the lid off the coolest sports gear. With colorways including pink and white, gray and pink, and the most stylish of all, pink on pink, the girls' line of the Adidas Originals XPLR might not look especially rugged, but this isn't a case of form over function. The shoes have a breathable mesh upper and a cushioned midsole that make them incredibly comfortable on a long run. And bonus points for the stretch lacing system that makes them easy to slide on and off. Kicks, tricks, shoe smell, it happens. You're not going to get your feet to stop sweating, so the best way to combat those funky odors is to go after the bacteria that caused them. One way to do that is to freeze the shoes. If you got a pair of especially foul sneakers, put them in a plastic bag, zip it closed, make sure it's tight, and put the bag in the freezer overnight. Just remember to thaw your kicks out before you put them on your feet. And last week I told you about some birthdays, but let's go through some birthdays that's going on this into the next week until we meet again. On November 10th, tight end Zach Ertz of the Philadelphia Eagles turns 28. On November 12th, PGA Tour golfer Jason Day of Australia is 31. And November 14th, Cleveland Indians shortstop Francisco Lindor celebrates his 24th birthday. Happy birthday, you guys. Now it's time we go prime time. JT Daniels, Team USC, position quarterback spotlight. This California native was so dominant in high school, he skipped his senior year and became the starting QB for one of college football's most storied programs. The thing about being the best high school quarterback in the country is, if you're JT Daniels, you don't want to stay the best. You don't want to stay the best high school quarterback in the country for long. On the eve of his junior season at prep football powerhouse Metair Deer, Daniels was asked by a reporter if the rumors that he would reclassify and enter college a year early were true. Daniels laughed it off. He'd never considered the idea, but over the next few weeks he turned it over in his head, and it was his appeal grew. He had already spent 2 years excelling in Southern California's vaunted Trinity League. How much better would he get by staying for two more? So Daniels consulted his mentors, asking them a simple question. Was he ready to play college football? If I was ready, he says, then I was going to do it. Which is why at 18, just a few months after he became the first male to be named the Gatorade National Athlete of the Year, As a junior, JT Daniels is now the starting quarterback at USC, while most kids his age are just starting their senior year of high school. And although USC has gotten off to a rocky start, Daniels has shown precocious talent. In his debut, a 43-21 win over UNLV, Daniels threw for 282 yards and a touchdown. He was efficient, he was accurate, and for the most part made the right decisions, Trojans coach Clay Helton said after the game. He looked extremely comfortable. Coaches have been more willing in recent years to turn to young play callers because they're better prepared than ever. There's a growing overlap between high school and college offenses with a trend towards simpler schemes. The result is another way that college ball can thrill in unexpected moments, with talented teenagers taking center stage in some of the most rambunctious venues in all of sports. Look no further than last January's national championships game, in which true freshman Jake Fromm from Georgia and Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama traded electrifying plays down the stretch. Now Daniels is the latest freshman to lead a major college football program. When Daniels first tried football at age 5, he was hooked. Early forays at running back gave way to time at quarterback, and he took the new role seriously. According to Daniels, family lore, after JT heard a TV analyst explain that a quarterback can detect man or zone coverage by sending a receiver in motion, he began doing that before every snap while playing Madden. He was in first grade. At 15, Daniels started working with passing guru Adam DeDouche, whose clients have included Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Carson Wentz. He also trained with former Bengals and Titans quarterback Jordan Palmer. Kids his age, they all work really hard, Palmer says. He has been obsessed. He's more of a sponge than anyone I've ever seen. Palmer once feared that Daniels' intensity might cause him to burn out. Palmer doesn't worry anymore. It's generally a passion of mine, Daniel says. It's not just that I want to be great or that I'm just working so I can dominate. I generally want to learn about it. There's nothing I'd rather be doing. By the time he entered Mater Dei, Daniels was 6'1 and 195 pounds. He took over as the starting QB in the first month of his freshman season, and he threw for 33 touchdowns and only 4 interceptions in 12 games. A year later, he threw a whopping 67 touchdowns and just 6 picks. He also impressed coaches with his exhaustive note-taking in meetings and film sessions. You could go to his locker and find 6 full notebooks, says modern-day coach Bruce Rollinson. You've got study smart kids who've got great GPAs, then you've got football smart kids. He's both. Daniels graduated with a 4.18 grade point average. Daniels, now 6'3 and 210 pounds, is little surprise that those who know him best agree there was little development left to do at the high school level. 5 games into last season, Daniels, who had committed to USC during the summer of 2017, and his parents sat down with Rollinson to explain that it would be Daniels' last fall on the team, as he would be reclassifying to the class of 2018 and graduating in May. While reclassifying happens often in basketball, it is rarer in football. Daniels lit up the Trinity League again, breaking Matt Barkley's school record and Orange County record for career passing yards, 12,014, and leading the Monarchs to their first CIF state title in 18 years. Shortly after, Daniels released a slick video on Twitter announcing that he would head to USC a year early. Then the real work began. A 10-class spring semester at Mater Dei, 7 courses taken at school and 3 at home, including 3 religion courses and 2 in English. The QB, who easily dominated one of the country's toughest leagues, says the ramped-up course load proved not difficult at all. Teachers were accommodating, and he emphasized exams and papers over homework. He even found time to tack on more studies, learning to base installations for USC's offensive playbook in February, in just a few days. His father, Steve, would quiz him, and JT would dutifully draw up the answers on the whiteboard he often keeps handy. That's what he does, Steve says. He wants to know everything about everything as quickly as he can, so he can own it. Through the early part of the season, Daniels has shown the poise of a senior, and for Pac-12 teams, the scary part is that he's just getting started. Watch out, Rowlandson says. I'm telling you, this kid's going places. And taking a look at fresh faces, along with Daniels, Steve, seven true freshmen have started at quarterback this season. Experience is great, but these newbies are showing that they have what it takes to compete in the NCAA without it. And we're just going to have a few of them. Alan Bowman, Texas Tech. Only three Power Five programs offer Bowman a scholarship out of Grapevine, Texas High. It's beginning to look a lot like schools made a mistake. In his third start, he threw for 605 yards and five touchdowns in a 63-49 win over Houston. He missed the NCAA freshman single game passing record by 6 yards. Sam Hartman, Wake Forest. Hartman has been steady and productive for an upstart Demon Deacons team. He helped lead a game-winning drive in overtime against Tulane and kept Wake Forest close in a loss to Boston College. Through three games, the Charlotte native was 35th in the country in passing yards and third among freshmen. Zach Anastan, Minnesota. Anastan is only the second walk-on true freshman quarterback to start a season opener in NCAA history. The other was Heisman winner Baker Mayfield, who called Anastan before his debut. The Gophers QB responded by becoming the first Minnesota freshman to start and win his first three games, including a comeback victory over Fresno. And we will have more of the Frost Facts, the other four, next week for you. And next week we'll have more Tricks of the Trade, Capturing History, Brother Act, Nevada Twins Caleb and Cody Martin have the Wolfpack on the hunt for NCAA championship. So we will bring you that next week. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Shadate Hargett Hill, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. If you have any questions or concerns, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. The number is 919-832-5138. See you next time on the radio.